Hi, I'm Chris DeRitas, and I'm here with actress and 80s icon Molly Ringwald, who is currently starring in The Secret Life of the American Teenager, a hit show on the ABC Family Network. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good to have you. Today, you'll be playing some excerpts of songs you've selected that have inspired you over the years. It's all part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. So what are we starting with?
These are songs that I think I've just really loved over the years for one reason or another. One of them is by the XTC, and it's called We're All Light, and it's just a really happy song. It, to me, it's like about the beginning of a relationship kind of song, you know, the promise that you make to somebody when you get together with someone, and, you know, how good I'm going to be to you and how good you're going to be to me. And it could be he's writing about something else entirely, but that's why I like it.
You know, sometimes a song about love can be attached to relationships, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I probably heard it for the first time when I, you know, had a crush on someone, I'm sure. But it's one of those songs over the years that, you know, when you find yourself falling in love, you know, it's one of those first songs that you want to play for someone.
An excerpt from We're All Light by XTC. It's part of Molly Ringwald's Guest DJ set. This next song, I think, kind of reflects your time in France.
Yes. It's a song that's called Bruxelles, and it's by an artist named Dick Arnigan. It's one of the songs that I think I really fell in love with before I really spoke French fluently. I spoke just enough to sort of get by, but it was one of those songs where it really gave me the desire to speak it fluently. You know, I just thought, this is amazing lyrics, and I know it's amazing. I don't know how I know, but I just know. and in fact, it is, now that I do speak French fluently. It's a truly amazing song, and it's actually, he's not from France, he's from Brussels, and it's a song about somebody who is in France and talking about his home, and he writes about his home in a way like he's writing about a woman. You know, he writes about Brussels like it's this long lost love, and it's a very passionate song, and I just love it. I think it's one of the most beautiful songs ever written.
So the song reflects your maybe missing the United States while you were in France?
Yeah, it could be, because, you know, I spent a long time in France, and I loved my time there. I just think it's beautiful that somebody can love their country as much as this man clearly loves Brussels. And yeah, it could have been that I was missing the United States.
Or California, anyway.
Or California. More likely New York.
Here is just a taste of Dick Arnigan's Bruxelles.
Cruel duel, celui qui oppose Paris névrose et Bruxelles abruti qui se dit que bientôt ce sera fini. L'ennui de l'ennui. Tu vas me revoir, mademoiselle Bruxelles, mais je ne serai plus tel que tu m'as connu. Je serai abattu, courbattu, combattu, mais je serai venu. Bruxelles, attends-moi, j'arrive. Bientôt je prends la dérive. Paris, je te laisse mon lit.
Way to the next song on the list here, I know, is something that you heard on KCRW some time ago.
I'm pretty sure that I heard it on your show.
Yeah. It's entirely possible. We played a lot of Lisa Germano back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called If I Think of Love, and I love it. It's a really simple song. You know, it's not complicated, but it's just all of the things that go into what love is, all of the good and the bad. And I love it for that.
I'm kind of picking up on a little theme here, a little romantic theme. Maybe that means things are going well.
I think things are going pretty well.
It either means they're going really well or they're going really bad.
Well, I do think that music really does reflect love a lot. I mean, all of the best songs are love songs. They're either about falling in love or falling out of love. And I actually have all of them, I think, represented here on my list because I think I've been through it all. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, what else do you write about other than love? You know, so I have, you know, love of a person, love of a country.
Lisa Germano from If I Think of Love. It's part of the guest DJ set here on KCRW, put together by Molly Ringwald, who is our guest. I'm Chris Derides. This next song, I hadn't really, you know, spent any time with this song, but it's an artist that we've played a lot over the years, Beth Gibbons of Portishead.
She has one of these voices that to me sounds a little bit like she could have been singing in French in the 1960s. It's really, it's so melodic and so pretty. And actually, the first time I ever heard this song was going to see a movie by a French director named Cédric Caplice. He made a movie called Chacun cherche son chat, and then he did a follow-up to that called Russian Dolls. And it was used, so he uses music so beautifully in his films, but it's this moment in the movie where this couple is breaking up, where the woman realizes that he's leaving her, and it's in this train station, and it's, and this music comes up, and I thought, oh my God, this is the most beautiful song ever written. And so that's actually how I was introduced to it, and I didn't even realize it was the same person from Portishead, because she really sounds very different in this particular song.
God knows how I adore life. When the wind turns on the shore lies another day, I cannot ask for more. Oh, mysteries of love, where war is no more,
from Beth Gibbons. You might recognize her voice as that of the voice of Portishead. The track is called Mysteries. This is something she's done in collaboration with Rustin Man. Now, Flaming Lips, that's a big, big band for KCRW. We've been supporting these guys forever. How did you first come across Flaming Lips?
Actually, it's not a very interesting story, but I think I was just in a clothing store in New York, downtown, and I think they just had them on, and I loved them. And I said, what's that? You know, and I love this particular song again because of the lyrics and what they mean to me. To me, it's a really wonderful breakup song. This song, you know, it's called "Waiting for Superman," and he has this lyric in there where he says, "Some things are just too heavy for even Superman to lift." And I think at the time, I was leaving a very long relationship. And it's just, I would listen to the song and just cry. And just, you know, it's true. There are some things that, you know, that you just cannot fix. And I thought it was just a really beautiful way to express that.
Dropped them, forgotten.
Waiting for Superman from the Flaming Lips, the Soft Bulletin album on Krista Reedus. Molly Ringwald is with us. It's KCRW's guest DJ project. Thanks so much for doing this.
My pleasure.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject.